We can also see how the mentality required by our food choices affects our view and practice of work. Work is a very interesting thing, especially how in our culture we don't like to work. Work has a negative connotation. It would be nice not to have to work or to be able to work less. Now we should ask ourselves, what is the fundamental work in our culture? We should realize that we live in a herding culture and that our culture's defining work is confining and killing animals so we can eat them, and that is not a pleasant thing to do. We are beings with an essential spiritual dimension, striving to evolve to higher levels of consciousness and love, and we naturally deplore it. But the herding mentality of domination and competition is a thread that goes throughout our entire work life. Anyone who works in a corporation or bureaucracy knows that there is a definite hierarchy in which domination is exerted. So work has become a burden and an impediment instead of being the divine and inspiring joy of creativity, love, and service that it can be. This is also rooted in our brutalization of animals for food. In Jungian terms, we have created a powerful shadow. Psychologically, the shadow archetype is what we are, but which we refuse to acknowledge about ourselves. We have this shadow not only as individuals, but also as a culture, and we see this shadow aspect of ourselves playing out in the wars that we find ourselves in. We find ourselves with enemies who do horrible things, and we don't even begin to imagine that we could also, from the point of view of other beings, be doing horrible things to them. And yet, because we are doing such terrible things to these beings, food animals, and we're denying it, we inevitably project what we deny in ourselves and create enemies who do terrible things. So we have to kill and destroy them, and we end up creating a military-industrial meat complex that takes most of our money and invests vast amounts of our resources in death and killing. Our relentless killing of animals for food creates an enormous shadow, and shadowy terrorists and enemies are the inevitable result. We cover it all up and repress our natural and healthy sense of remorse and compassion. The violence on our plates continually drives us to conflict and war. The mentality required by eating animal foods is similar to the war mentality of disconnectedness. I remember hearing about this disconnectedness during the Vietnam War, and it's certainly been the same in other wars. When bombers go over a village and drop some bombs, they never actually see the horror that's inflicted upon the men, women, and children in the little villages below when the bombs hit and the body parts fly. They are unaffected by the violence and suffering they cause because they never actually see it. It's the same thing when I go to a grocery store and I take out my wallet and I buy some bacon and some cheese and some eggs. The lady in the checkout line smiles at me, puts it all in a plastic bag, and I walk off with it without any feeling about it. At the moment that I bought that food, though, I was just like that bomber, just like the general who gave the orders to bomb a faraway village. Somewhere, because of my decision, an animal will be grabbed by the neck and stabbed, and blood will flow because I wanted to eat her flesh. I wanted to eat some chicken, turkey, ham, or ground beef. And though it's an indoctrinated choice because I was forced into it by my parents and culture, nevertheless, it's my choice now. I'm an adult, I can make my own choices, and I'm responsible for them and for their consequences. Because of my choice, animals and people are directly harmed, but I'm insulated from it. I don't see it. If it happened right in front of me, if right there at the checkout stand I suddenly saw the lady grab a chicken and stab her, and grab a pig and stab him, I would be horrified and would never do it again. But because I don't see it, because there's a vast system in place to make sure that the reality is covered up, and to falsely make it all into a seemingly natural and normal thing, then I don't feel any guilt or sadness or remorse about it. I don't care and I don't feel anything. But is that healthy? Is it healthy to feel no guilt when I hurt and kill others? The people who horrify and shock us the most are people who kill others and harm others and feel no remorse. Those are the ones we lock up and we want to execute, and yet we are doing it ourselves every day to beings who feel just like we do. who bleed just like we do, who love their freedom and their offspring just like we do, and yet we deny them any kindness and respect and heartlessly exploit and abuse them for our own conditioned cravings.